Hello, and you're listening to episode 3 of Don't Be That Girl, where we discuss engaging topics related to relationships, to keep the conversation going in your city, living rooms across the nation, to keep people connected. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not the one that they are attracting. Our topic today, will he, can he make a date, sis? All right, let's get into it. So, it has been a topic, not only for 2023, but I have to say for the 2020s across where we live here. I'm based in Atlanta, Georgia, but probably also the East Coast, the West Coast, the South, and the North. And it's not just a certain age group or demographic or one race or another or culture or another, but many women I find have been having this conversation about men and their current modern dating preferences or habits compared to what we used to, or we'll say what a man wants to do versus what a woman perhaps wants to do. So let's go ahead and let's create a baseline. What is it that the average woman will say perhaps once when she expects a man to say, take her on a date? Okay. Usually you meet a man meets a woman, you exchange phone numbers. There should be a phone call, text messages here and there. He will ask her out on a date. A woman normally will expect that this will include reservations. If it's not reservations, at least there will be some type of a date set up in advance. When we say advance, we're talking somewhere between 48 to 72 hours in advance, hopefully. A location with an address that you can go to, information so she knows how to dress, where she's going, what's going to happen when she gets there. Usually a traditional date includes a meal. And then at the end of the evening or during the evening, there will be a meal. There's conversation. Sometimes there's some entertainment going on. This is where you get to know one another. At the end, usually the gentleman pays the tab for the entire evening. It ends. Really, back in the day, the gentleman picked her up and took her home. Now, because of safety reasons, a lot of times people meet up, which I think women are fine with. But at the end of the evening, it may end in a peck on the cheek, a kiss, maybe a little bit more, depending on how you're vibing. Okay. Traditional date. Now let's talk about, however, what happens today. All right. Depending on who the gentleman is, right? You exchange numbers, or what I see in some age groups, you might exchange Instagrams. There may be conversations back and forth, usually by text or DM, not by phone. There are some men, don't get me wrong, because I know I do have male followers. And yes, you all do. Some of you do love to talk on the phone. But for the most part, many gentlemen do not. And so it's a lot of text conversation. The conversation during the week will be, I really would like to see you. I look forward to seeing you. But then no plans are made. Friday comes somewhere around 5 or 7, and then a woman will get a text like WYD. And all ladies know how they feel about WYD or what they believe that implies. Okay. For many, that may be a red flag. They're done and they don't move forward. For some, that may signal something, and maybe depending on how the woman feels on that particular day, they make a decision. Another part of dating nowadays, right? We're familiar with the expression Netflix and chill. Many are in the habit of dating in the home versus going out. So this begs the question and brings us to where we are today. Traditional dating. Is traditional dating out the window? Like, is this something that we should no longer expect from a man? If it is something that we would like to have, does that mean that he no longer has interest in us? Or is this something that we should request, right? For men, is there a reason why it's not happening? Is it financial? Is it because you feel the woman is not worth it? So we're going to go ahead and see if we can have this conversation right now. One thing I've observed in having many conversations, either with men or women, is that, and this is a premise of everything, from research and having much conversations and research of men, is that men think and process extremely different from women. Therefore, the modern man, right, and the modern woman are going to both approach relationships, approach dating differently, or approach a date differently than each other. It's a reason why they call them the opposite sex. Why? Because we are opposite of one another. We're opposite in how we think. I'm going to tie all this right back very soon. Bear with me. A woman, when going out on a date, is looking to have an experience. A man, however, going out on a date, is looking to achieve an accomplishment and meet an objective. Those are two very different things. And neither one is wrong, and neither one is better than the other. It's just two different POVs, two different points of view. Now, let's say, well, Mahogany, you may say, I'll give you a little pushback. I do not feel that that's what's happening. I think men and women are on the same page. We both absolutely have the same viewpoint. I think he's looking for an experience just as much as I'm looking for an experience. Well, let's look at the difference between men and women. Let's start back to childhood, right? Okay. And let's move on up to manhood. When men are boys, typically, what is it that they typically, when it comes to their time to play or their idle time, what do they occupy their idle time with? Naturally, they are drawn to toys that are games. They are drawn to things that they can figure out. They are drawn to breaking things down so they can put them back together, meaning that they are drawn to anything that they can either fix or that they can win. Men believe in and they are built to compete. In that competition, in winning, in games, is strategy. In strategy, all you're looking for in a game is you have a what? Objective. For these kids, when they were boys, it was G.I. Joe. It was PlayStation, Xbox. They get older, they play football, baseball. They become grown men. They play golf, soccer, and the such. So, like, how do we believe that it would be any different when they approach relationships? They go into the job, into the careers, and men are successful and they're able to climb the corporate ladder and go into the C-suite. Why? Because they have objectives and they are laser focused, right? They have no interest in anything else. When they are laser focused on their careers or in their organizations, they will obtain that position, that role that they are out for, right? So men will approach relationships in the same way. They have an objective, they will be strategic, and they will figure out how they can get there. So with dating, it is similar. When it comes to the date, a man is looking for the objective. The objective is to see you. The objective is whatever else that man may want in that date that he may feel is the end goal, not particularly an entire experience that perhaps a woman would have, because women, We are built on feelings and emotions, and we like to know, well, what is it going to provide me overall? We are able to have an entire experience and bring it all together. We can take the past, the future, and the present and have all of that included in one single moment. Men are not built like that. Therefore, yes, it can happen that today's man can want to see you. And in his mind, because of modern technology and texting and chats and IMs and the fact that we have cars nowadays and we have FaceTime, he does. And the fact that there are many that are very fine with a man coming over to their home. So if the last woman was successful and he was successful in however it was that he saw her or built a relationship or whatever it was, getting the nookie, he was able to do it by going to her home, then why are we getting offended the first time you meet this gentleman and he wants to come over to your home, or he asked to, or he assumes such, right? So that brings us on to, how do you communicate to a man that you like? He meets all of your standards. He meets the things that you like initially. You exchange numbers. He's within your age group. He is, you know, whatever it is for you, right? Career-wise, whether it's divorced or not divorced, has children, doesn't have children, where he lives, all of those. Academic education, he meets it. But as far as a relationship or as far as dating or a date, he doesn't quite hit that bar. So what do you do? How do you manage that? Do you block him? Do you tell him off? Do you fear, oh, he's no good because he wants to take me to Chili's? Nah, I'm not going to Chili's. Or he thinks Starbucks is a date. Or this man asked me, can I cook? He want to come over to my house. Two tips. We're going to try two tips today, sisters. All right. How about try this? Suggest for him and set an expectation for you on what you like for a date. He doesn't know you at all. Thinking like a man, he's going to go off of what successfully worked the last previous times when he has dated or has been in a relationship. Set the expectation. Set the table for him. Now, in an appealing and open manner. Tip number two. But when you set the expectation, allow the man to provide. Allow the man to provide the opportunity to still make the decisions by you giving him choices instead of telling him what to do. So here's an example. You want to go out to a restaurant, let's say. He, however, makes a suggestion that you come over to your home. Real life story. Totally has happened to me. He says something to you like, so when are you going to come by? You say something like, you know what really turns me on? When a man can use open table. You know what I really like? My favorite types of food. I love Italian food. Mind you, he's not really interested in what you're saying. Granted. And I'm probably every man listening to me right now is sitting here saying that's not going to work. And trust me, it's not. He does not care. The truth of the matter, he doesn't. However, if he likes you and he wants to see you again, he'll figure it out. He'll do it. And if he doesn't like you, he won't. But in the moment, none of that really, really matters. The point is, you make it appealing, not raunchy. Say things that turn me on, things that really, you know, that I really like, things that make you, you know, that's, I think that are hot. Oh, that was real corny. But you get what I'm saying. You just don't go all the way in because you just met the person. But here's the thing. You want to let him know what it is you want without telling him what to do. And then give him three ideas. You know, there are these restaurants that I've seen out on Instagram, and give him the names of the restaurant. It was this one over here in this town, this restaurant I saw in this one. I've never been there before. I'd love to go there. send it to him in a text. And then it's left up to him as to how he handles it. Now he knows how to see you again, where to take you. And then you stand your ground. You don't have to say what you're not going to do. You just do not become available until he figures out how to use Open Table and takes you to one of the three. You do not plan the date. You do not go off. You do not tell him how you do not have people come over to your home. It's no need to do all of that. These are very intelligent human beings. They are very, very clear on how to get things from point A to point B. However, if they're not interested, they won't do it. If they are interested, they will. The key though, men and women, we think differently. We think differently. We process differently. Women looking for an experience. Men are looking for an objective, to meet an objective. If you are their objective and they want to learn more about you, they may not be interested in Italian. They may not be interested in a restaurant. And they may not be interested in spending a dime on you. But if you are their objective, honey, they will make it happen every single time. Now, I want to hear from all of you. What are your thoughts on this? Could this possibly work? Have you had these experiences? Tell me about times when it did not work. I love to hear from my listeners. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and hit the follow button. Follow me here. We are also on Instagram at @mahogany_more. Tell a friend or a family member about us this week. Come on, family. Let's keep this conversation going. I really enjoyed all of you today. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, we're going to get into another good topic. We're going to talk about the sad Derrick Jackson. You know that he lost his wife, finally. The question, right? Were his followers duped and conned? Or was he merely sharing his own autobiography with all of that information that he thought he was giving to his followers? Till next time, good people.